Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Fryer,
let's go.
At the 12 and 8 safe.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
The Wu-Tang Wednesday, we got Chris Herring on the line.
Is it fair to say that it seems like the image of the Bulls is at least in the process of being repaired, if not having been repaired at this point?
Well, I'd like to see what happens in the playoffs. It'll be interesting to see where they finish, I think, just because very quickly, you know, they've been able to hold on and are still tied for first. But a team that I think really, because of the way the Eastern Conference looks, you've got the top six teams or so that are all within three and a half games. So the Bulls kind of have to be careful there. They've still got teams that, if you look at them, you look at Milwaukee and you look at Brooklyn, who all of a sudden the rules might be changed as far as vaccinations in New York and what that means for Kyrie Irving. You look at Philly, a team that granted looks different now at James Harden, but a team that they haven't beaten 10 or 11 tries, and Joel Embiid just dominates them. I don't know that they really look stronger than any of those teams. Certainly on paper, even when they go head-to-head, maybe they look even, but playoff intensity is a lot different, and it's not something that Zach LaVine has really experienced. It's not something that DeMar DeRozan has excelled at. So we're going to have to wait and see.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We will talk with Kurt Keelan. We will talk with Jason Leisure. I've got thoughts about what to do with myself if there's no baseball, which you heard some of them if you were listening to Transition. But when we return, we are going to talk with our buddy Joe Ostrowski for his regular Thursday hit. I've got questions about tonight's Bulls game, including what I saw on points bet is an over-under of DeMar DeRozan at 28.5. Talk with Joe next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Joe Ostrowski, host of BetQL Daily.
When early odds is on the air on Saturdays, there are a lot of people that tune out. They don't want to hear sports betting. But when you really break it down, it's just sports talk.
The best gambling analyst in the country. Wanna bet?
Jordan with the mic. Wanna gamble?
When I reach out to people that have models or some odds makers, what maybe once upon a time it was 3 points for home field, right now, and most people aren't aware of this, it's 1.5 to 2 points.
Joe Ostrowski on the Lawrence Holmes Show, right damn now.
Joe joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Joe is the man. It's good to talk to him. He had a little time off after the Super Bowl, has an opportunity to recover, and now he's with us. Hello, Joseph.
Lawrence, how we doing?
Good. For people who don't understand, what's getting ready to happen with sports betting in Illinois on March 5th?
Next Saturday, March 5th, finally, even though we did see it for a little bit, but we will officially have remote registration for that archaic rule that was around since implementing sports betting in Illinois. I'm sure some are aware that you had to have in-person registration. You had to go into a casino during a pandemic to sign up for a sports betting app. That will no longer be the case. I don't have complete clarification on the other big change, which is betting on Illinois teams in person. That's going to happen. I don't know if it's officially kicked off because who the hell goes into a sports book to place all of their bets? Not too many people. So, but it sounds like that's going to happen soon if it hasn't already, because that's going to frustrate a lot of Illini fans if they can't bet on or just bet anything involving their team once we get to March Madness.
Well, the good news is that remote registration is going to be a thing, and that's fantastic. Joe's segment is being brought to you by PointsBet. Joe, I'm looking at some of the numbers on the Bulls because I've taken a little bit of a sports betting break because there wasn't anything going on with the NBA outside of the All-Star game. And so now I'm looking at the Bulls game tonight, and I am very tempted at the over-under number of 28.5 for DeMar DeRozan that I am seeing because he's been on this stretch. Is it advisable to ride the hot hand when you see a stretch like this from DeMar DeRozan?
Is it a hot hand when you take off for over a week? That's a good point. That's always the question. DeMar DeRozan has become so popular, and he's taken the league by storm. Right now, if you look at the PointsBet app, there's a section that is named Monster of the Mid-Range. It's a DeMar DeRozan section. That's all it is.
Get out of here.
You click on it, and they've got, you can hit on 35-plus points, 40-plus, 35-plus points, and shoot at least 50% tonight. Here's your payout. You can bet on him to score 50 points if you want a 17-to-1 ticket. So everybody's noticing. People in the area want to bet on DeMar DeRozan, and it is not a sign of disrespect just because people, you know, during the All-Star Week, we're all talking about the NBA MVP. That's the popular thing. And DeRozan in most spots is down to 20-to-1. Just because people aren't picking him as a winner doesn't mean they don't love what DeRozan has done. It is no slight to say that you're the fourth or fifth best player in the NBA. It is not. But it seems like just taking in a lot of the NBA content out there from the national people, that they are high on him, but they're saying, okay, he's been great beyond what anybody expected, but fourth or fifth. So if you're thinking NBA MVP, there's just not enough time. He's not going to catch Embiid, Giannis, and Jokic, who could win for the second straight year.
Honestly,
the numbers are better than last year, right?
Yes, they are. And people kind of look at Jokic and be like, oh, well, his team's not doing as well. That dude is having an amazing year. And I expect that it'll probably be Embiid, but people should not stop watching Jokic because that dude is putting it out there. He's coming up with a bunch of triple-doubles this year.
Yeah.
It's strange that he's even better than what he was in a season when he won the MVP and might finish third in MVP the next season.
As far you asked about tonight's game, here's what really jumps out. This is amazing. In the last couple hours, the total on this game has gone up 6 points. That's huge. That's a big swing. We are up to 240. 240 points is the over-under between the Bulls and the Hawks.
I think that has to do a little bit with the fact that the Bulls have been giving up points to teams that aren't very good. And Atlanta, I don't think Atlanta is really good, but they do score. And they give up a ton of points, too. They don't want to play defense.
There's that factor. And I wonder about it. Will we see more of an effort because these teams have been rested? And could it set up for an under? I'm not going to play it. I just think it's gotten to a number that's beyond. I mean, this morning it was 234, and now it's 240.
Yeah, I saw it at 239.5, and I was like, no, thank you. Like, I'm good with what I think I'm going to do is I think I'm going to go DeMar over 28.5. I think that's my move for today.
Okay.
And that's it. Like, that's all I'm going to play tonight while enjoying watching the game in this murderer's row of a schedule that the Bulls have in the first six games after the All-Star break. I wanted to ask you about what's happening with betting, knowing that baseball is in a lockout right now, that spring training is not going to be available to anyone if that's what they were going to do. Is there a market for college baseball or softball betting like there is for college basketball?
There you can bet it. I did want to add one thing before before we get away from it, just because the other reason this total keeps going up is because remember the last week of December when they played in back-to-back games? each game had 248 points. And Vooch was a monster. Just a hint if you want to take a look. 24 and 17, 16 and 20 in those two games.
Maybe a Vooch over is the move.
Yeah, I was looking at the rebounds. I mean, 17 and 20 in those two games. I think it's 11 and a half tonight. And the win total is interesting. But as far as other stuff to bet on, so I wrapped up BetQL Daily a little over an hour ago, and my associate producer, Jake Hassan, he's given out his college baseball play. So there are people betting on it. I'm not one of them. I don't know who he's talking about when he's mentioning players in Xavier at Oregon State and how we should play the over 13 and a half runs this afternoon. I have no idea what he's saying, but it's all available to bet on if you're interested. Now, so if we're thinking ahead a little bit, I already know what my game's going to be. If baseball is not here and all we have is the NBA, the NFL draft is so fun. If you're tracking this on a daily basis,
okay,
and following the news ahead of time, the combine is next week, you can find some ridiculous numbers. And they'll probably be moving as some players start to get steam and people talk about them on Twitter, or unnamed executives said X about this player. And that's become a lot of fun, and there are a lot of available bets. Like, for instance, they'll name a specific player, okay, over or under his draft slot, higher or lower than this number, stuff like that. And they move like crazy with that stuff.
I was wondering where people were going to go, and I don't even know how big the betting world is when it comes to actual MLB anyway, but obviously it's going to feel a little hollow if they don't start the season nearly on time.
It's there every day. So if you're hanging out and, you know, like on my TV right now, we've got the Honda Classic with golf. It's not a great field, but it's there every day, and especially in the afternoon in April. So it's not a ton, but volume-wise, because you have so many teams playing each and every day, it does tend to add up a little bit. I don't know what to believe. I mean, I co-host with Cody Decker yesterday, and he thinks that the season's just going to be delayed by a week or two. I'm hearing Russ Dorsey this morning. He's saying maybe it could be June. Like, I really don't know what to believe. But I say that there is, if you guys don't want to return, and I'm not picking sides here, I'm a players guy, though. But if you're not interested in returning, I've got plenty of other things to do. I hear my crack of the bat, that more of a ping.
Yes,
of the
you're hearing the ping because Coach Joe is out there yelling at people. That's right.
Yes.
So wait, this is year two, right? Like, this is year two of the experiment of you coaching.
I've assisted for years on multiple sports. We're like winding down the basketball season right now. But as far as being the head coach slash, it's weird to say manager, this is the first time for this baseball season that I'm doing that.
Do you watch Ted Lasso at all?
Yes.
I just.
I'm not finished. I've got a few episodes left.
In my mind, you're Roy Kent coaching the soccer team.
No. That's just so wrong. That's not it. I've seen Roy Kent. I've seen him around football season.
Yes.
No. That's not. You know that's not me at all.
I mean, isn't it though?
Well, we'll see.
Yes, we shall see, Joe.
Hey, man, there are power rankings available for 8 and 9 year olds.
It's
so,
so
I mean,
crazy.
It's just insane. But maybe I'm part of the problem. I don't know.
Perhaps, Joe. Thanks as always. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Lawrence. Talk soon.
That's Joe Ostrowski. Brought to you by PointsBet. We appreciate PointsBet for having Joe with us once a week because he's always fun to talk to. And yes, if anyone's worked with Joe and watched Ted Lasso, him as Roy Kent, as the coach, perfect. It's spot on. Just no accent. At some point, you know what? How about, I don't have anything scheduled for the next segment. I'm going to talk a little bit about Ted Lasso. Just because I want to do that. So I can tell Brandon's looking at me like, I don't know what the hell. What is a Ted Lasso and why are you going to talk about it?
Not one of my shows.
Maybe I can convince you to check it out. I'll do that next here on The Score.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, We hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I haven't quite figured out what I'm going to discuss with my friend Jason Leisure at 1 o'clock. That's the good thing. And it's, I know that football season is over and we kind of did the wrap-up of football season being over. Although, the combine is next week. But I just like him. So I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I can tell you that it'll probably be entertaining. I'm Lawrence. Thanks for hanging out. Glad that you're here. I know there's a winter storm warning that's going on. So I'm actually really curious if Parkins and Spiegel are going to be here this afternoon. Because it was the same thing last week. It was like literally the same forecast. And both those guys are like, we should have stayed at home.
I was told that they're probably not going to be here.
That's a good call on their part. I'm lucky. I'll be able to duck out before things get too bad and make it back to Hyde Park, which is good because I got an interview with my man Kevin Egan today for House of L. I'm very much looking forward to that. We'll talk some wrestling and some footy. Speaking of footy, my friend Joanne, who's the director of online learning at DePaul, was like, you should be watching Ted Lasso. It was a couple years ago, and I was like, I don't have time. Like, I don't have time to add another show. And I've got my shows that I like or my group of shows. They're mostly HBO shows, and one of them has gone away because it wrapped, and that was Insecure. Like, my Sunday nights were, when it wasn't football, were Insecure and John Oliver and Succession. So I was, and Euphoria. Like, I'm covered, right? The superhero shows have kind of been hit or miss with the CW. I haven't checked out All American, and apparently that's a good show. But I was interested in the All American Homecoming, so I started recording that. So I'm going to check it out. And I went to college with one of the guys that stars in it. So anyway, she said that I should watch Ted Lasso, that I would really like it. And she knew that I like soccer. And if you don't know anything, Brandon, Ted Lasso is a character that was created by Jason Sudeikis and NBC. And it was a bit. It was like, what would happen if we took an American coach and with no knowledge of soccer and then gave him a Premier League team? That's the genesis of it. It was a bit. It was like a commercial for when they were having Premier League soccer on NBC. And the NBC network. So that's where it started. And then people were like, you know what? This wouldn't be a terrible idea for a show. So now it's a show on Apple TV Plus. I watch the morning show. Like, that's another one of my shows, my programs, as my grandmother would say. And so I watch Ted Lasso now, and I've really enjoyed it. The story is interesting to me. Here's what I like about it. The reason I'm bringing up Ted Lasso is that there's been some Ted Lasso slander on Twitter this week. There was a comedian that was saying that fans of Ted Lasso or, you know, this person had clearly not watched the show. The show is really about relationships. It just has the backdrop of soccer. And what I like about it is I'm big into genuine apologies. People, someone does something wrong or I do something wrong, you should apologize. And the apology needs to be, I'm sorry for blank, for doing blank or saying blank. Not, I'm sorry that you felt that way. And on Ted Lasso, the apologies are very pure. Like, it's like, I messed up. I'm sorry. I want to be better. And there's also this season, in the second season, there's been a big push to talk about mental health stuff. I think it's entertaining. Jason Sudeikis is like right in my wheelhouse as far as referencing goes. So he makes a lot of references that I think are funny as Ted Lasso. You don't even really have to like soccer to enjoy the show. It's worth you watching. And I mean, Hannah Waddingham, I mean, wow. She's a Kryptonian, for God's sakes. I mean, she literally was a Kryptonian on the show Krypton. But there's a lot that draws me into the show. And the stuff that they're doing in season two that has to do with, you know, the West African connection of the team. And it's a lot of cool stuff, man. I would highly recommend it.
Okay, so you're suggesting to all the listeners check out Ted Lasso.
I don't have to. Like, the show's super popular. Like, it's, I'm not talking about some obscure show here. This isn't a deep cut. This isn't me telling people, you know what you should do? You should check out Injustice. It's an animated DC movie that's fantastic. This is not that. Ted Lasso is super popular. But there are people who reflexively rail against what is perceived as its positive message. And I was one of those people. I was like, I don't need another show. Like, I just don't. And then I started watching. I was like, I really dig it. And honestly, the character is almost Mary Poppins-esque in his joy. But as this first season goes on and into the second season, we find out why he's like that. And that's cool. So I'm just saying, if you find yourself in a place where you're like, I don't have anything else to watch, and I definitely don't want to watch the news.
Right, is that now on Apple TV?
Yeah, Apple Plus.
How much is that? How much is that? I don't even know.
I don't know. I just have all of them now. And I just, like, we lost that war, Brandon. Like, the war of the cord-cutting thing. Like, we all lost it. Because then we just started adding, like, oh, I have this app. Oh, I have Hulu, and I've got this Disney bundle. And I also happen to have Paramount Plus and all this stuff. And you're like, and I also still have cable. What am I doing?
I'm like Martin from, you know, like, I'm not paying the five. Like,
not if it's more than five,
I'm not paying the five.
I completely respect that. And if your choice is to not watch the show because you're not paying the five, I completely respect that. That makes sense to me. Jason Leisure will join me to talk about all sorts of stuff next here on The Score.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.